pretty excited to have the author in the house. Matthew Replinger brings a string of credentials here. First, he's managing the Denver Browns, which are a minor league team. Describe, what are the Denver Browns?
Yeah, we're an amateur baseball team.
Amateur baseball team, okay.
And I'm the GM of the team. Okay. I no longer manage the team.
GM, okay. So you're not in the uniform.
I'm not.
Okay, no. Stay in the suit. He wrote the book Baseball in Denver, Images of Baseball Through the Years. Fact, the Broadway grounds located Broadway, Colfax, 16th, and Lincoln, right in there, a baseball stadium. He's got the picture in this book. Another ballpark I had no idea about, Riverfront Park, which is just west of was just west of Union Station between 16th and 20th. And there's what's the other one? Merchants Park, 600 South Broadway. The history of Denver goes back way before the Colorado Rockies.
It does. It does. Yeah, the first ball game played in Denver was in 1862 during what we now call the Taste of Colorado. Summer 1860, the Holes played the McNeils, like 22-7.
The Holes?
Yeah, baseball has been around for a long time.
Versus the McNeils. So we're going to put you up real close. You got to.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, our guest is Matthew Replinger II, who is also the chapter president of the Rocky Mountain chapter of the Society for American Baseball Research. Incredible images in this new book called Baseball in Denver. Carlos, you're pulling out some interesting facts here. I saw a picture of Babe Ruth, who actually played in Denver in 1922.
I believe it was 23 and in 27 also. 27, most notably, him and Lou Gehrig came here. And the Larrapin Lous versus the Bustin' Babes.
So it was kind of, it was like a junket or something.
They'd call it barnstorming.
Barnstorming?
Tour. Yeah, after the World Series, a lot of times Ruth would bring a group of players west, and then they'd end up in Japan often. That's where Ruth would take his team.
Interesting. And that was obviously to make extra money,
mm-hmm,
and to have a good time. I'm sure they frequented some of the taverns.
Yep, yep.
Great names. You've already mentioned some of the great baseball names. I'm looking at a picture on page 80 of the 1930 White Elephants, Denver's first black semi-professional baseball team, with players like Boogie Woogie Pardue. Mm-hmm. And
Ike Bell.
You know Ike Bell? You know the name Ike Bell?
I've heard the name Ike Bell.
Lots of baseball trivia here. Of course, the Coors family brewery had their own baseball team with Coors right there on the shirt. Sponsors were central to baseball.
They really
always
were.
Have been.
They really were. That's how a lot of small businesses advertise themselves, was through semi-pro baseball in the 20s, 30s, 40s. It was really a big deal in Denver, and Denver had a huge baseball following long before we were known as a football city.
Well, the other thing that strikes me with this book is the, you know, in spite of the fact that we know about obviously the color line in baseball and Jackie Robinson, all well-documented stories, 1947, prior to that, many different groups of people of different ethnic persuasions took up baseball regardless and would play it. I'm looking at a picture here on page 77. The team of Japanese American youth posed for a photograph north of downtown Denver in 1928.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And it's just
Denver was a huge melting pot for baseball players and teams. The Denver Post Tournament has so much neat history because Negro League teams, as well as regular old white teams, were playing along. They're playing against each other, but they're also playing side by side years before Jackie Robinson. And Denver was this amazing place for freedom within baseball, truly. And things were happening in Denver that weren't happening in the rest of baseball. And the Denver Post Tournament was super revolutionary in baseball.
Well, you've done a great job researching. The photos are amazing, aren't they, Steve?
On page 55, the 1937 Trujillo All-Stars played, I guess this was July of 37, featuring Satchel Paige and the Dominican Republic champion Trujillo All-Stars. Named after Trujillo, I guess. The dictator of...
Yeah.
Vicious dictator.
Yes.
Of the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Cool Papa Bell playing. Chocho Correa.
That may be one of the best teams to ever come through Denver, actually. It had Josh Gibson was on that team. Cool Papa Bell, Bullet Joe Rogan, a number of Hall of Famers, Negro League Hall of Famers, and regular baseball Hall of Famers. You name it, we're on that team. It was one of the best teams ever come through Denver.
Perluch Cepeda, the father of Orlando Cepeda. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The Bull.
The baby bull. The first baby bull.
The father of the baby bull.
Yes. Yeah. Perucho, he was known as Peruchin back in the island of Puerto Rico. Everything. Now, the one that got me was, though, on page 56, the Ethiopian Clowns will be here Thursday night. And they were around, obviously, participating in the Denver Post tournaments back in 39 and 40 and 41, known as the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. This is a team, I guess, that came up from Florida.
At the time, they're from Florida. They ended up relocating to Indianapolis. They became the Indianapolis Clowns. But and Hank Aaron actually signed his first pro contract with the Clowns.
I'll tell you what, that is one wild getup. These guys actually were wearing these skirts. These African-type skirts.
Yeah, South Pacific grass skirts.
Unbelievable. They're called hula grass skirts, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They played in those on hot days.
They played on those on hot days. Yeah. Unbelievable. What a great shot. And Hank Aaron signed with them.
Mm-hmm. As we roll up to the modern day, what, the Denver Bears and Bob Housem?
Yeah.
Who definitely gets props way before the Rockies. A lot of people worked really hard to get baseball on the map, to get one of those AAA clubs feeding right to a pro team,
yep.
And that was the stepping stone to get Major League Baseball into Denver.
It was, and we had a AAA team for years and years, being the Denver Bears, and then they became the Denver Zephyrs there for a short time in the 80s, but we really, I mean, Denverites remember the Bears very well. So
I remember baseball games at Mile High. Mm-hmm. They were a bit more relaxed. Not the big show, but what a great day at the park just to enjoy the game of baseball. Our guest, Matthew Replinger II, he wrote and pulled together photographs. It's called Baseball in Denver, images of baseball going back through the decades. The website to pick up this is baseballindenver.com. We'll post a link at kuvo.org. Carlos, it's only baseball.
Man, I'm just trying to get my nose out of this book.
Jay Sanford, I want to mention, he helped out with a lot of these photos.
Really?
Yeah. Great historian here in Denver.
Yeah, I got to read up on the ghost, Oliver Hazard Marcel. He is an amazing story behind
that
third
baseman. From this neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, and when he died, he was in an unmarked grave forever.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Jay Sanford, the man I just mentioned, was really hugely responsible for getting him a marked grave site. Back in the early 90s. But, yeah.
Baseball in Denver. We'll send you a link to it. Check it out at kuvo.org or visit baseballindenver.com. What fun. Matthew Replinger, thank you so much for
stopping
by. My
pleasure, Steve. Carlos, thank you very much.
Hey, and thanks for all your support of KUVO, man.